there are certainly a great disparities that I see as I move around the townships of Marion County. I will not be able to harmonize, equalize every part, every township in Marion County. There are going to be wealthy areas, and there are going to be truly challenged parts of our city. But there are programs and pathways that I won't have invented, but have will, through my administration, work to thoughtfully borrow from other cities that also wrestle with a lot of these same challenges to bring them into our community. We have a lot of chatter about food deserts. Well, that's so real. And increasingly I hear talk about pharmacy deserts. And that arises, I think, because of the number of vacant former Walgreens and CVS stores that would have served communities. And they can't all become Dollar Trees. We've got way too many empty Rite Aids to all become Dollar Tree stores. One of the things that I saw that I think is working well, and there's an example of this on East 38th Street and German Church Road, is a DG Foods, so Dollar General Foods, in a part of our community where the only other option nearby is a Plain Jane convenience store at a Speedway station. And so the residents, both homeowners and apartment dwellers along that corridor, walk on dirt pathways, because we don't have sidewalks along 38th Street, to the C stores for most of their food. DG Foods is something in between that and a Kroger, because they have fresh foods, fresh meats, and produce, and they've taken over one of these many disused spaces that we have around our city. I would stand up a program to offer the investor community that wants to bring in a DG Foods a predictable 5-year tax abatement to bring them in and add to that community both the pharmacy element that's gone missing and access to fresh foods, vegetables, produce, those sorts of things that they can't get. And in bite-sized pieces of it that are scattered, located all around in our city. And we also put dark retail space back into the vibrant property tax rolls. There are practical solutions to some of our problems. And this administration will be shameless in borrowing from solutions and pathways to other opportunities that others have figured out around this country. I will spend a lot of time working with people to find those best ideas, best practices, and bring them into our city.